Hey everyone, my computer just randomly restarted for no reason. I don't know what just happened, but that was weird. I hope that you've all been doing good. I haven't done a ramble, I think, in like 2 months. I think I skipped it last month because I didn't have anything to say. So I spared you all my like rambling about absolutely nothing. But this time I have, I guess, some like little life updates and things like that, so I thought I would record. Last night, I was reminded of, this is so random, last night I was reminded of this like movie that I made in a film class. So we like split off into groups and we had to make our own film. Anyway, so this was when I was like 14 and I found it on YouTube. I assumed that it had been deleted by now or something because it's been so long, but it's still there. So I watched part of it. Huge mistake. Terrible, terrible idea. I'm still cringing and uncomfortable. Ah, it was so bad. Okay, anyway. I had to like get that off my chest. So, moving along, what was I gonna talk about? I'm so happy today because I'm just like having a cozy day in my pajamas. I wanna read, I wanna watch a little TV, I'm gonna do some script writing, and I'm just excited to like have a very cozy day in where I don't have to go anywhere, do anything. I went to the mall yesterday, and wait, no, sorry, 2 days ago. Yeah, 2 days ago. And I don't think I like malls. It's like whenever I go to the mall, I don't enjoy it, but then I end up going back to the mall a while later, and at that point, I've forgotten that I don't like malls, and it's just kind of a cycle where I go to the mall, I don't like it, I forget that I don't like malls, I go back to the mall, I don't like it, etc. But wow, it was so crowded. I couldn't believe how crowded it was. It wasn't even that crowded around Christmas time, which is crazy. Like the kind where you're like bumping into people and having to like veer past people, and the parking lot was, there was like no parking. Anyway, I don't like malls. I like food courts. I love hot dog on a stick. Have any of you guys ever had that? It's so good. I didn't have any when I went, but yeah, I love hot dog on a stick. And just like, I don't know, places like that in malls. Food courts are so fun, but I don't know, malls themselves, it's just so tiring because there are so many stores, and you know that it's impossible for you to go into every single store. And like, I think for me, when I'm shopping, I like need to be able to see all of my options before I can commit to like buying anything. So I'm always like, it stresses me out thinking, wait, what if there's a cuter shirt at the store over here? And you know what I mean? Anyway, I started watching Friends. I've never seen Friends. It's one of my grandma's favorite shows. I need to tell her that I've been watching it. She's gonna be so excited. But yeah, I'm trying to get used to the laugh track. I'm only on episode 2. I just started it. But I've never really seen many shows with laugh tracks. I think the only shows I've watched with laugh tracks were like Disney Channel, and that was years ago. So I'm not used to it, and it's kind of annoying to me. But I think that I'll get used to it, and it'll be fine. I really like the 90s. Vibes, aesthetic. It's so fun. And it's just really feel good. I love sitcoms. I love New Girl. that kind of is a similar show, because it's a sitcom about roommates. Yeah, I love New Girl, so I'm hoping that I'll enjoy Friends. I'm enjoying it so far. Yeah, for some reason, I'm really bad at trying new things. Like, if I've already seen a show and I know that I love it, then if I'm gonna watch something, I always just end up watching the show that I know I already love. I have such a hard time, like, just starting something new. Even with, like, ordering off of a menu at a restaurant that I've been to before, I just get the thing that I already know that I like. But when I do decide to switch it up, it's so much more fun, and I'm always glad that I did. So I'm really excited that I'm watching a new show. And who knows, maybe it'll give me inspiration for audios. Because I feel like sitcoms are really good inspiration because, you know, they're like 20-minute episodes and they usually like revolve around one specific small thing happening. You know, like each episode is very different from the next. And so I feel like that's good inspiration for audios. Anyway, I'm excited. Let me know if you guys have seen Friends, and let me know who your favorite character is. So far, I'm liking Monica, because she's the most grounded, I guess. But every character is fun. I also want to see more movies that I haven't before. I really want to go to the movies, because that's so fun, and I've been doing that more lately, although I haven't in a few weeks, but I was kind of on a roll. Before that, I saw a lot of movies in the theater, but, yeah, it's just so much more fun to see a movie in a theater. I love the atmosphere. It smells like popcorn. You bring a blanket. It's all dark, and there's surround sound, and it's so cool. So I really want to go to the movies, but my problem is I'm not interested in anything that's playing. I don't know. I miss when, like, rom-coms would hit theaters all the time. I love rom-coms. But yeah, everything playing, I feel like it's so boring. There's always, like, I don't know, a horse movie, a superhero movie, and something that's, like, animated for kids, like Trolls or something like that. Anyway, but yeah. Oh, I watched The Last of Us 2. I think I mentioned that in my Q&A. It was so good. Really cool show. I love zombie shows. I loved The Walking Dead. So this kind of took me back to my zombie apocalypse obsessed phase when I was 15. Anyway, it was so good. Amazing. Every episode, I was like, oh. The ending was really good, too. And they're making a second season, right? So I kind of want to play the video game because I've never played, like, a story-driven video game before. And I've always thought that they looked really cool. And I want to try that, but at the same time, I never really feel that well after I've played video games. Like, I tried playing Don't Starve Together. I don't know if how many of you have heard of that, but I tried playing that like a couple months ago with a friend, and I don't know, I just, like, when I've spent a lot of time in front of my computer, then I, like, step away from it, I just kind of feel off. It's really weird. And I think also since I spend so much time on my laptop, like, you know, doing audio stuff, it's like I don't want to spend my free time on my computer too. And so I'm kind of torn because I want to try video games, but I also, I don't know. Anyway, if any of you have any like story-driven game recommendations, I would love to hear them. I'm not sure if and when I'll try it, but I would be interested to like look into those. Another part of it is I don't have a gaming PC, and I don't know how important it is that I have one to play these games. I tried playing Fortnite on my Mac like a few years ago, and it went terribly. It was so laggy. I didn't get a single kill. Although that's probably not the computer's fault, but we're gonna pretend that it is. Anyway, I'm loving spending time outside. Lately, I've been laying out a blanket on the grass and just lying there, like kind of a picnic, except without the food. Is that still a picnic? I don't know. And just like reading a book or, I don't know, just kind of lying there, and it's really nice. I love it so much. It's so relaxing. I love reading lately. I've broken out of my reading slump that I was in a few months ago, and now I've been reading a bunch, and it's crazy how much it like improves my mood if I have a book that I'm excited about. Like, I finished reading a series called The Cruel Prince, and it's like a fantasy series. And normally I have kind of a hard time getting into fantasy, but I really, really liked this book series. It was so cool. I'm so sad that I finished it. Well, actually, no, I didn't finish it because there are two other books in the series, but they're kind of like sort of spin-off-y. But I think I'm still going to read them because I loved it so much. And I'm so sad that it's over. Do you ever like read a book, or I don't know, see a movie, or you're like really into this one thing for, you know, a couple weeks, and then you know that like your obsession is gonna die out eventually, and you're sad that it's gonna die out because you want to be excited about this one thing forever? That's how I felt. And now I'm like, my obsession is kind of worn off a little, and I'm sad about it. Because it's just so fun to have this like huge interest in one thing, you know? It was like all I could think about. I was so obsessed with it. I wish I could wipe my memory and read it over again for the first time. But who knows? Maybe I'll have an obsession with the TV show Friends. You never know. On a different note, this is kind of random. I really, really want to get good at cooking. Yesterday, I had this, like, moment where I just got super excited about the prospect of cooking and baking and getting really into, like, trying new recipes. So now I want to find a bunch of recipes online and try them. I get to put on a cute apron, I blast music. It's so fun. So I want to get really good at it and try a bunch of new recipes and all that fun stuff. I really want to learn how to make raspberry danishes, because there's this bakery. I've mentioned this before, but I'm having to eat gluten-free right now. And probably indefinitely, because I'm allergic, but I'm in denial of that, so I'm just pretending that it's temporary. So there's this gluten-free bakery that makes raspberry danishes, and they're so good. Oh my gosh. They're amazing. But they run out so quickly, and so I want to be able to make my own. So I found this recipe online, and I'm gonna try it, I think, and I'm really excited. I also want to learn how to make, like, replicates of all my favorite foods, but the gluten-free version, so I want to learn how to make, like, gluten-free Chinese food, like chow mein, orange chicken, sweet and sour chicken. I want to learn how to make gluten-free fried chicken, like KFC style. I haven't had KFC in so long. I think the last time I had KFC, I was like 12. So yeah, I want to learn how to make that. There's so many things. Gluten-free cinnamon rolls. I should make like a whole menu. Oh wait, I saw this thing recently online, and it was this girl who made herself her own menu, and she stuck it on her fridge, and so it like was to help her make food at home more and go out to eat less. So like by making her own menu, she would get to like pretend that she's running her own restaurant. I thought that was so cute, and I kind of want to do that. Such a good idea. I have to get my blood drawn on Wednesday, and I'm not excited about it. I hate getting my blood drawn. I don't have a fear of needles or anything, really, but it's just, like, I'm paranoid that I'm gonna, like, run out of blood and die. I know that that's not gonna happen, but I'm scared of, you know, getting all pale in the face and feeling all faint. So, wish me luck. The last time I had a blood draw, it took 2 hours. I talked about this, I think, because she couldn't find a vein. And she tried my arms and my hands, and she poked my hand like 20 times. It was all bruised after. Fingers crossed that this time it goes better. Anyway, yeah, I think that's all of the updates I have. If you made it to the end, I appreciate it. Thank you for listening. I'm super excited about audios lately. I have so many ideas that I want to do, and it's so hard for me to decide which one to do first. So yeah, I'm gonna go do some writing. I love you guys, and I hope that you have a great rest of your day. Mwah.